Nora nodded. She had been surprised, too. Bree's little church filled up with people, so that by the time the service began, they were standing 3 deep in the back. The preceding days had been a blur, Ben guiding her gently through choosing the music and the scriptures, the casket and the flowers, helping her write the obituary. Still, it had been a relief to have these concrete things to do, and Nora moved through the tasks in a protective cloud of numb efficiency until the service began. People must have thought it odd how deeply she'd wept then, the beautiful old words newly significant. But it was not only for David that she grieved. They had stood together at the memorial service for their daughter all those years ago, their loss even then growing between them. "It was a clinic," Nora said. "The clinic he ran for all those years. Most of the people had been his patients."
"I know. It was amazing. People seemed to think he was a saint."
"They weren't married to him," Nora said. Leaves fluttered against the hot blue sky. She scanned the park again, looking for Paul, but he was nowhere in sight.
"Oh," Nora said, "I can't believe David is really dead."
Even now, days later, the words sent a little shock through her body.
"I feel so old somehow."
Bree took her hand, and they sat quietly for several minutes. Bree's palm was smooth and warm against her own, and Nora felt the moment extending, growing, as if it could contain the whole world. She remembered a similar feeling all those long years ago when Paul was an infant and she sat in the soft dark nights nursing him. Grown now, he stood in a train station or on the sidewalk beneath fluttering leaves or strode across a street. He paused in front of shop windows or reached into his pocket for a ticket or shaded his eyes against the sun. He'd grown from her body, and now, astonishingly, he moved through the world without her. She thought of Frederick, too, sitting in a meeting room, nodding as he scanned papers, placing his hands flat on the table as he prepared to speak. He had dark hair on his arms and long, square fingernails. He shaved twice a day, and if he forgot, his new beard scraped against her neck when he pulled her close in the night, kissing her behind the ear to rouse her. He did not eat bread or sweet things. If the morning paper was late, it made him exceptionally cross. All these small habits, alternately endearing and irritating, belonged to Frederick. Tonight she would meet him at their pension by the river. They would drink wine, and she would wake in the night, moonlight flooding in, his steady breath soft in the room. He wanted to get married, and that was a decision, too. Nora's book slipped from her hand, and she leaned over to pick it up. Van Gogh's Starry Night wheeled across the brochure she'd been using as a bookmark. When she sat up again, Paul was crossing the park.